The Lord's Prayer. Chapter 85. The True Prayer Book. There is in some advanced church circles a prejudice against using the language of the Bible in prayer. Yet the very ones who object to the use of inspired language have no fault to find with the repetition of prayers composed by a committee and learned by heart. To all we would say, let the Bible be your prayer book. Let it, in fact, do your praying for you. That is, let the inspired word so permeate you that it will come spontaneously from your lips. There is no true prayer except that which the Holy Spirit indites, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, and we shall pray in vain, no matter how fine our language, unless the Spirit helps our infirmities. We must not pray by rote, but this is not the case when the word of Christ dwells in us. Then his word is our word, and we utter the petitions of the Spirit as though we ourselves had originated them. Every phase of human experience is covered in the Bible, and when the Bible language comes naturally to our lips, we know that we have the things asked for, because we ask according to the will of God.